Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is proposing a new continental government, the United States of Africa. The issue dominated the 9th African Union Summit, which ended yesterday in Ghana. A closed-door debate on the issue, often heated and passionate, caused sharp divisions among African leaders. But it failed to produce agreement on a detailed plan for a pan-African government. From the Ghanaian capital, Accra, NPR's Ofevia Quist-Arkton reports.
Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, was cheered as he addressed a crowd of students at the University of Ghana on the eve of the African Union summit. He's promoting the idea of a United States of Africa and wants to see the immediate creation of a single federal government for the continent. Gaddafi argues that this is the only way to fight the many challenges facing Africa, and he fosters his image as a champion of continental unity.
I am just a soldier for Africa. I am just a citizen, African citizen like you.
A United States of Africa was the dream 50 years ago of Ghana's first post-independence leader, Kwame Nkrumah. He was considered by many the founding father of African independence. But many considered Nkrumah's vision a utopian dream. And the debate continues about the merits of Gaddafi's renewed efforts. Listen to Atukwamina Dadzi of Journalists for Human Rights and Tajuddin Abdulrahim of Justice Africa.
It is a disgrace that 50 years after the independence of Ghana, we're still discussing the idea of the unity of Africa.
Are you sure you're not being too idealistic
about
this?
What is wrong in being idealistic? Those who cannot dream, they suffer nightmare. And Africa has had enough nightmare. And young people must be able to dream.
I think young people like me all around the continent dream. But our dreams, no matter how big and lofty they are always thwarted by our leaders.
Can we have an African Union government?
I'm saying that they can talk all they want. This will never happen in my lifetime.
There were also divergent opinions amongst Africa's leaders about the issue of Africa speaking with one voice as a continental entity. While there's no question about the desire for African unity, the degree and speed of integration was the divisive debate at the African Union summit.
Some of us think that Africa's unity has become a matter of survival. So that's the issue for us.
Cheikh Tidiane Gadjo, the foreign minister of Senegal, one of Africa's most stable democracies. Gadjo warned that the continent would only survive as a viable region if it united under one government in a world of globalization and competition.
We are ready to abandon partially or totally our sovereignty to join unity government in Africa. So we have no problem. My president is here with his pen ready to sign.
But that wasn't to be. Instead, the African Union summit ended with a declaration and a limp diplomatic victory for the gradualists. Those are the African leaders who advocate progressive continental integration. Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
I'm satisfied. We'll work on it during the course of the year, and maybe next summit we'll make a bit more progress.
No doubt sensing the imminent defeat of his proposal for a single African unity government, the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi left the chamber long before the final declaration was read and the band struck up the continental anthem. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.